The Yacht Show at National Harbor runs today through Sunday. It's a neat place if you haven't been there. Shops, restaurants, the new Gaylord Hotel. Check out page 31 of the May issue, and you'll find out about the Yacht Show. You can go and gawk, even if you can't buy, certainly. It might lift your spirits a little bit.
And every week we talk with you, there's always another wine festival to tell us about, and you have one just across the Bay Bridge.
Sure do. This one is pretty close, right across the Bay Bridge. The Chesapeake Bay Wine Festival takes place at the Terrapin Natural Area in Stevensville. That's Queen Anne's County, Kent Island, for those folks who are familiar. It runs noon to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. You can check out page 32 of the print or the online May issue for all the details.
And once you're done drinking all of your wine, you can get a little exercise, too.
That's right. Saturday is a chance for bicycle riders to do something good as well as get some exercise. The Pedal and Paddle Outfitters up in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, are involved in a special ride to benefit abused and neglected children from the panhandle part of West Virginia. It's only about 90 minutes away.
I happen to be a fan of softshell crabs. What do you have for me?
Well, we got some great stuff going on. Chrisfield on the Eastern Shore, of course, is often called the crab capital of the world. But it's the place to be on Sunday if you love softshell crabs, because they've got their softshell spring fair at the city dock down in Chrisfield. This is a great location, beautiful views of the water. This particular festival goes on 1 to 5 on Sunday. There's also right there a neat museum telling the story of a fellow named J. Millard Taws, who's the only person to be governor, state controller, state treasurer, and he was also Maryland's first Secretary of Natural Resources. So he's a very accomplished gentleman, very distinguished guy. I knew him well. He died not that long ago, but there's a great museum you can check out as well.
We are right at the end of the month, coming right up on June. You got some golfing news for us.
Absolutely. The McDonald's LPGA Championship is coming up. This is June 8th to 14th at Buell Rock Golf Course in Havre de Grace, Maryland, just up 95. Today is the last day to get discounted tickets, but for the entire run of the tournament, they have a kids-free with paying adult policy that makes it inexpensive for folks to get in. You can check out the details on this particular tournament on page 6 of the May issue of Recreation News, of course, online.
And I guess I shouldn't be surprised that there's another wine event coming up in June, too.
Well, this one is quite unusual. We wrote a story about some of the adult camps that are going to be going on this summer in Chester County, Pennsylvania. And the first one up is a wine camp, actually, which is kind of neat. Goes on all weekend, June 12th to 14th. They have a terrific lineup of tours and events. You can see the article and the information about it on page 33.
There's a huge anniversary celebration coming up, 375 years. What could possibly be 375 years old?
Well, the state of Maryland is actually 375 years old this year, and while Maryland Day, the actual founding day, is back in March, June 19th to 21st is the big celebration down in historic St. Mary's City, southern Maryland. There's all kinds of events, including a specially commissioned musical composition that's going to be performed along the river there. Over that weekend, they have lots of things for you to do. Historic St. Mary's City is one of the best preserved 17th century sites in America. So it's kind of neat to go down and see it. You can check out the details on page 36 of the May issue.
And you have some really interesting deals from the Chesapeake Bay all the way to Disney.
That's right. Chesapeake Beach Resort and Hotel doing a special where they have rates from $99 up. This is a terrifically comfortable, neat place to go right on the Chesapeake Bay. Chesapeake Beach itself is an old-time Chesapeake Bay resort. You can check out the details on that on page 9. If you want to go a little bit farther afield, Disney and AAA have a deal, $1,390 for a family of 4, 5 nights and 6 days. You can check that out on page 27. And if you want to take a chance, you can check out page 24 for a chance to win one of 3 vacations in the Poconos Mountains.
Tell me about this unusual deal you have for people who are divers or want to become certified scuba divers. Is this for novices, or is this for people who already know how to dive but they want to take it a step further?
Well, I think it's really for both. Lake Rawlings, down in the southern part of Virginia, down I-85 actually, is a Virginia dive facility. They have accommodations there, as well as this is one of the clearest quarries that you can dive in America. It has a they've got a deal for you to get your open water scuba certification. You can do it over two weekends. Costs $450. It's a neat place to go, and the folks there are not only very friendly, but they're extremely competent, and they've got all kinds of things like airplanes and school buses and so forth sunk in this quarry that make it interesting. Of course, right at the end of the month here, Amy, so this is a time we need to remind folks that Recreation News Online is all archived and it's searchable. So if you go to the website and the June issue is already up, for example, you just need to go to recreationnews.com and you can find the back issues, including May or any other issue that you want, and you can certainly search by topics as well.